And you're with Sally Bryant. It's 7:15. Well, the coronavirus pandemic has placed huge pressure on ability for people to afford a place to call home. And the state government's been looking to community housing providers to lead the way on a range of projects to combat homelessness, but also to build more affordable housing in regional communities. Wendy Middleton's joining me this morning. She's the Chief Executive Officer for Argyle Housing. Wendy, good morning.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Now, can you describe to me what Together Home is?
Together Home is an initiative from the state government of $36 million to support people who've been sleeping rough through COVID-19 and provide stable accommodation with wraparound support. The difference being it's not temporary, it's actually for a two-year period that the funding has come through.
So that's obviously a bit different from what has previously been in place?
Yeah, very much so. That not only does this come with security of housing for 2 years, it also comes with support packages to get that person into accommodation, but also assist them to sustain it over a period of time.
Yeah, okay. So we're talking in some cases, these are people who, they have challenges in meeting the cost of housing, they have challenges in finding private accommodation that they can afford or that they can negotiate?
Yeah, it is that, but it's also where they've been pushed onto the streets, that they don't have a place to call home. They can't continue to live in someone else's shed or put a tent up in the backyard. They are rough sleeping.
And there are big numbers of people who are not being picked up in research because they're couch surfing, aren't there?
That's correct. It's really difficult. If you ask me how many rough sleepers do we have in Narrandra, I could only tell you by story it's really difficult because they don't come up in census. They do come up sometimes in rough sleeper counts, but they're only done periodically.
Yeah. So how is Argyle Housing going to be working in this project?
So we've been allocated 10 rental properties for this two-year program with support dollars, so we can go out and buy the appropriate supports for the people that we're actually going to be housing. So we will be going out and engaging with other agencies and actually engaging them to deliver the services that are required through this intensive case management over the two-year period.
So then how do you identify the people who will fall into the eligible group?
Look, we know from talking to other agencies, we know the experience Argyle has coming with people walking in their doors. We also will be working with the state government. And between us all, we need to work together on this to make sure that we've got 10 packages in the Murrumbidgee. Mm. And so we need to make sure that we're actually meeting the requirements of this program, but also picking up those that are really rough sleeping.
Yeah. Now, I gather the government's also calling on housing providers to put in expressions of interest in the Tolland estate in Wagga. And help come up with a plan for social, affordable and private housing. Is that something that you're looking at taking part in?
Look, we are the key community housing provider in the Murrumbidgee. Of course I'm looking at it. Of course I want to work with the community. I want to work with the agencies, with local government and state government to get the best outcome for social housing tenants.
So given that where we are with COVID at the moment, and it is hard in many ways to say where we are because we don't know what the future holds, what are you seeing at the moment in relation to increased demand? And is it possible that we haven't even yet hit the peak of that?
We have seen an increase in demand of people that we have never had contact with before. So there are people who are contacting us who have lost their jobs, they're in private rental, they're defaulting on their rental income, and they're actually walking away from private rental leases because they can't pay the rent. So that's the demand that we're seeing come through our doors in every location in the Murrumbidgee.
So if people are walking away from private rental because they can't pay their rent, is it possible that there is a gap there in the market where you need someone to bridge that gap between affordable social housing and what the commercial rental market can offer?
This Together Home project is exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
It's where the government provide us with a subsidy to pay the difference between somebody who is on Centrelink and the private rental market. So this is a subsidy that comes in for 2 years that supports people to be in private rental and that they need to be on Centrelink payments, but the subsidy then kicks in so that they can access private rental.
Has any indication been given of what happens after that two-year period? Is there an exit strategy or is there any indication that it might be extended?
We will work with the people that are in this program and we will work with them in terms of sustaining their tenancy, and we will do an exit plan as part of them coming into the program. So what is their aspiration? Is their aspiration to private rental? Is it home ownership? Is it social housing? And so we will be making sure that they are part of the social housing system as well so that there are exit points. I would like to think that we could work with them, the supports work with them, that they are able to become employed and then continue their own tenancy.
Wendy, thanks so much for talking to me this morning. It's something that we're going to keep in touch with you on.
Okay, thank you.
Talking there about social housing, Wendy Middleton is the Chief Executive Officer of Argyle Housing. An interesting program, isn't it? Joining the resources of the government and the private rental market to try and find some solutions for people who just, frankly, they're not getting looked after at the moment. On ABC Riverina, 21 minutes past 7. In a moment, more information about this Bathungra rail spiral.